we are serving at least 1,000 people.
Are you interested in having a dental or vision exam today?
The line stretches all the way outside the building and around. Growing up in our area, we live in a rural area, there's a lot of need, and school supplies are one of just an extra thing. And when families are already burdened with trying to feed the family, clothe the family, that's something that a lot of families struggled with. My name is Mike Voigt. I am the Volunteer and Special Projects Coordinator for True North Community Services based out of Fremont, Michigan. Even as a teenager, I saw, you know, that was something that fellow students maybe didn't have and might be an opportunity for me to volunteer and give something back.
How you doing?
Good.
Pink, blue, ooh, we have love with hearts on it. Unicorns. Do you have one like that? Go see if he's got that print for elementary, just a minute, okay? That's a pretty print. That's one of my favorites. He's searching.
I think we're going to distribute about 1,000 today.
Who brings these in?
It's all covered by the True North, and they do some shopping, they get some mass donations. It all adds up. Dale Brokaw, I'm a retired middle school teacher, and I volunteer.
You've been volunteering how long?
Since 1975.
So you've been at this event since it started in what, 2002, I think it was, somewhere in there?
Whenever it started, I started, yes.
For you personally, when you see the need, how does it impact you?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, and I could always have seen the need that kids have. And you see them come to school, went before this program, and they just didn't even have a backpack. And we were always scrounging, trying to find them one. So this program has been phenomenal, very worthwhile in this county.
It's not a subject that's easy to talk about either. These are families who are confronted with a financial challenge every day.
That's right. That's right. We see some of the same people using the same other services here because True North has so many great services. And it is a real challenge, definitely. And it's nice that I think people are treated with a great deal of respect here. I think that's really important. In our training, we talk about making sure you treat everybody with respect.
Are you a lucky girl?
Another one?
Perfect.
I'm just curious, what's in the backpack?
There's a calculator, some markers, crayons, a folder, some paper, and then in here looks like there's some glue sticks, erasers, pencils, and a pair of scissors.
As a parent, I have kids too. How thankful are you that...
Actually, very thankful. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to afford it this year. Definitely helps a lot.
And your daughter's name?
Breslin Hill.
What grade is she in?
She's going to be in kindergarten.
Are you excited?
Yes.
What are you looking most forward to when you get to kindergarten?
I think...
learning letters and numbers and coloring?
Yes.
Anything else?
Learning.
When you talk about rural poverty, it's not something that you see in the news. It's not something that you see covered by the media very often. Some of the concerns, such as hunger, homelessness, they look very different in a rural area. Whereas in the city, you might see somebody outside, might be right there in front of you. Rural homelessness, for example, might be mean someone's sleeping in a tent out in the woods. Another big challenge is transportation. So we're not only faced with people that need a variety of community services, we're also faced with trying to get those services to individual people. Transportation is something that we struggle with to get clients to where they need to be. Other things is isolation. So a lot of these families are experiencing isolation from resources, from support networks, and these are all additional challenges to, you know, simply being hungry or not having clothes or not having a place to sleep at night.
All right, who's next? Climb on up. What are we doing today?
He was just going to have it shaved all one length, and I kind of like a little bit more on the top, so Mom won.
Keegan, you're looking good, bud.
Thank you.
What do you think about getting your haircut today? You excited about this in any way?
Yes, I am a lot.
How long was your hair before you arrived?
About like down to here or some.
It was getting kind of shaggy, huh?
That's a great thing we're able to offer these kids is the chance to feel good about themselves after getting a haircut and feel like they're getting a jump start on the year.
Are you volunteering?
Am I volunteering? I am. I certainly am.
First time?
Nope. This would be my, I don't know if this is my third or fourth year. Been doing this a while. I'm Erica Frericks, and I'm mainly a mother, but I work just part-time here in town at Cutting Edge Hair Studio. I think that we should use our gifts to give back, and so it's really fun to just come. Kids are so appreciative, and it just makes, you know, it that much makes me want to come back every year. Just all these sweet kids that are so grateful for their haircuts.
Okay, I'm going to go on the inside of those same teeth. We've seen a lot of kids, a lot of siblings come through, so we've gotten a lot of work done for them, and definitely, I think, had some help with parents, too, as far as getting the message across of brushing and avoiding, you know, sugar bugs, things like that. I'm Dr. Janet. We're seeing a lot of those cavities that are luckily small enough that if we fill them, they won't have any issues. But if we hadn't done today's check, they might have gotten too big where the point they start causing kids pain. So we're glad we could catch them early and avoid that problem for them.
So what's the follow-up when you have families that are struggling financially? If they do need cavities filled or surgeries, what happens next?
So we refer them to our offices, our main offices with Family Healthcare. And if they don't have insurance, we do offer our sliding fee program, which gives them discounted rates on services to make sure that these kids are getting in, getting the treatment they need.
Seven or eight?
Seven.
Vision for kids, that's something that isn't necessarily noticed when a kid is having trouble seeing. Again, it's transportation and also identifying the need for that. So if we make it easier for the families to come in and get their vision and their dental at the same time, it makes it easier for us to identify when there's a kid in need of some glasses, because if you can't see, you know, it's hard to learn.
H-V-T.
Let's get that eye break. And we'll jump over here to your other eye.
Our goal with this event is to make this a celebration of our community, a celebration of our community philanthropy, and to give something to our community to make kids feel excited about the school year.
It's a pink backpack, and it has pink in it. Blue backpack with pink in it, Mom. I like that.
That's awesome.
Gifts for the Greater Good Philanthropy in West Michigan is underwritten by the Grand Rapids Community Foundation. I'm Patrick Center.